Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I blame the Olympics.
Yeah.
And a side of Gowntown. I feel like we should be in March today.
It
do
does.
Do you not?
It does feel like we should. And February is already a short month, but I do feel like I should be flipping a calendar
today.
Yes.
There's a full week left of the month of February, but for some reason I'm February'd out.
I already did my major things. I Olympic'd. I Gowntowned.
I bought a mattress.
That's right. I celebrated Washington and Lincoln's birthday.
I have a 6-year financing contract on some new dining room furniture. I'm ready to move on to March.
I did February. I did all of the February things that you do in February.
I think, honestly, part of it, too, has to be that nice run of 60 degrees we had.
Yes.
It just mentally set me up for spring. Because even this morning, I'm like, damn, it's cold.
It's so cold.
It's supposed to be. It's February.
Right. But
right? It's just
20,
weird.
Like, some degrees. I feel like we've had February days, but it's been more like, you know, 30s, 40s.
Yeah. And we're 22 is it, right? The wind chill this morning is -4. It's still cold.
It's frigid.
And it has every right to be. We have another 4 weeks-ish until we actually get to the first day of spring. I don't know, it's just...
We just got teased with that 60-degree weather. Oh, my gosh.
Fake spring I told you not to fall in love with.
I know, but everybody did. You tried. You told yourself
it's
not to.
It's a junior high romance, man. I'm going to marry this person. No, you're not. It's 7th grade. You pecked her on a cheek. You're not going to marry early spring.
We're getting married. I'm
We're
going to
have some sort of ceremony in the gymnasium behind the bleachers.
I know. Everybody said don't fall in love, but I did it. I went and I fell in love with that weather. It was like maybe a day too far. That was it. Uh-huh. Got too
you
used to it.
Yeah, you got a taste of the good stuff too many times.
I switched out my coats.
Like a full-on
mass
change?
Yeah, but I put the coat on the rack and I didn't see it again, you know, until...
I do have one spring coat on the rack. Everything else is still puffy and big.
Yeah.
Because... You need them on days like today.
Oh, you're going to want your winter coat today.
So while it may feel like we're entering the month of March, February 23rd, we still have a 5 solid days to go, right?
Hey, February, you're still here.
Yeah. It's a nice rectangular month, too.
It is.
Started on a Sunday, ends on a Saturday.
It's nice.
Chef's kiss.
Recommend that. But
I love that.
Man.
I love the symmetry of this month's calendar. Just for some reason, I'm trying to skip this last week.
I feel like I need to find more February things to do this week.
We'll find it.
What else is there?
Also, that's part of it, too. It's like if you're working in the retail world right now, you are set for St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
And you're set for Easter.
I switched out my decorations. I'm ready.
Yes. And our wheels are turning. We're getting ready for Sapodapa Soap Parade.
Yes.
All of the above.
Yep.
All of the above.
I'm ready for a calendar flip. But until then.
We will power through this last week of February.
We got this. Now, my favorite video I have to tell you about. Have you seen Punch the Monkey?
Okay. It was a very early morning and I was doing some browsing and I saw a little bit of Punch the Monkey, but I didn't stay with it because it was kind of like mid-scroll.
Right. I mean, you probably, it's unavoidable at this point because Punch is a baby macaque from Japan and he has gone viral over this past week because Punch has his own stuffed monkey. That's a stuffed orangutan that he just drags around with him in his enclosure. It's so cute, but it's also super, super sad. The zoo's website says that Punch the Monkey was abandoned by his mother at birth, so the zoo's staff is raising this macaque.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and it's like the other monkeys don't really like him.
They have that species at the Blank Park Zoo.
Yes.
Yes. And that's part of the... curiosity of the animal kingdom, like that's how the world works.
Yes,
there, right? You have this abandonment and then technically things go there, you know, the circle of life.
Right.
But it's nice that the zookeepers are helping, but they still have to maintain the proper environment, right?
Yes, and they're trying to introduce him to other monkeys. He tried initiating play with another monkey, and then it was like that monkey's mom was like, no.
I saw that video.
That video.
Yes.
Yes, super emotional, right? And so you really want to make sure that Punch has that that little stuffy, so he's got some sort of comfort. The zoo, this is all a good thing, by the way. They're explaining animal behavior.
It's healthy, okay.
It is a healthy thing, and Punch is showing good, like, mental toughness.
Nice.
He's able to kind of roll with those punches.
Because at some point, I'm like, well, maybe just introduce him to the giraffes, and then they'll pal around. Like, then it becomes
what
the Jungle Book.
His best friend is a hippo. And
oh,
we
totally.
Don't find out until yeah. you... Okay.
No, that's what I want.
Okay. This is... We are not zoologists.
At some point,
scramble.
Bear Necessities, they'll sing that. It'll be great.
Yeah. Oh, Baloo!
Yes.
Do you have a Baloo the bear?
Whatever.
Team him up.
He just needs a friend.
Oh.
It is adorable. What's his name? Punch the Monkey,
Punch
right?
Punch the Monkey.
It's a video worth finding this morning.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Typically this time of year, we love going to the movies. We always buy our big bucket,
yeah.
right, in January from Marcus Theaters for that popcorn deal. But so many of the movies that are currently up for Oscars are streaming.
It is blowing my mind how accessible, and they have been in years past too, but this year I feel more so.
Shannon, for example, has not seen Sinners.
Oh.
Finally got her to agree to it. Now
she doesn't like a scary movie.
She doesn't. And after we finished the movie, I said, I need to clarify, because this is not a very scary movie. There's about two jump scares and that's it.
Yeah.
You don't like gory movies.
Yes.
Because she loves Silence of the Lambs, which I think is a very scary, you know, psychological movie.
Thriller.
Yes.
Yeah.
But once we finished it and we watched it in the basement so we could like have as much darkness as loved it. She loves Sinners.
Really?
So if I had to put my money out there, well, I say that out loud, and then I don't know how Hollywood likes to vote, right? Sinners to me is the most original story.
Agreed.
For what it is.
Well, blending genres like a horror, like a vampire movie plus a
Deep South during Prohibition.
Historical.
Begonia has just that quirkiness that Hollywood likes. F1, I think, is the most approachable of all of them. It's kind of like last year's Conclave.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen Hamnet yet.
I really want to find that.
Frankenstein's good.
Mm-hmm.
You said Train Dreams was sad.
We watched that this weekend. Very, very beautiful, slow-moving, sad.
Marty Supreme, I just want to punch Timothy Chalamet, so I don't think he's going to get the
but
vote.
I think you're supposed to want to punch him.
One battle after another. Paul Thomas Anderson, as a director, people really like him. We did up watching If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
Ooh.
The Rose Byrne. She won the Golden Globe for that. It's a hard movie to get through.
I watched the trailer.
It's a mother just going into circles of psychological hell. And by the way, she's a psychiatrist.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't what I was expecting. And then like once we committed to it, I'm like, I guess I'm all in on this. For performance, I see her getting an Oscar.
Really?
So, and that.
I like the title of the movie alone. Like,
yes.
If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
And it's a great example of that means nothing to the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I like it even more now.
But please, because the good news is a lot of these are now out to stream. Sinners is still on HBO. If I Had Legs is on HBO. We almost watched Song Sung Blue, which is a Kate Hudson Best Actress
My
nominee.
My mother loved that movie.
That is on Peacock. So you can still take in and get a few of these watched before we get to the Oscars, which is coming up before we know it. But
mm-hmm.
we had a good time doing that this weekend.
Ah, wonderful.
Yeah.
This weekend, there's this age that kids hit where it's like, I do not want to bathe anymore. It seems to be like late elementary school, like right before.
Because they want to shower or they don't want to get in water.
No, they don't want to touch water. Like, dude, you need to wash your hair. Like, things are starting to happen. You're
yeah.
getting greasy. Like, get in there. But they don't want to do it. And this is like, I think this is a truth for most parents. There's just this moment where it's like, I have to force you or beg and plead for you to bathe in some way, shape, or form because it needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of there with my youngest. And we're trying to have like a, like, it's going to be fun. You can sing in the shower. And I was like, I can be right out here and I can sing with you. We can do it in a round. And she's like, what do you mean singing in a round?
She doesn't know what a round is?
No, Eric. You know what singing in a round is,
you
right?
You learned how to sing in a round like when you're first grade or second
Thank
grade.
Thank you. And I was like, this is a preschool thing, Cora. Have you sung Row, Row, Row Your Boat before?
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, I've sung that before. I was like, well, you do it in a round. And I'll start and then you follow me. I'll point to you when it's your turn. Row, row, row your boat. Row, row.
Don't I start after gently on the stream?
Yeah. Well, that's how I did it in the moment. Because I was trying to teach her a lesson.
You were frustrated that she hadn't learned.
No. And then she started at the wrong time. I was like, no, not then.
Well, let's see if we remember it. You start.
Okay. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily,
gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Simple, right?
That's the round.
So simple.
Should have got Ben in on this.
Oh, where's Ben? Ben, we're doing a round.
We would have been like Wilson Phillips.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
There's people filling the gym at City High in Iowa City yesterday, remembering University of Northern Iowa football player Parker Sutherland, also City High grad. He died February 14th following a medical emergency during a team warm-up exercise. Played football for City High before continuing his athletic career as a tight end for the Panthers. Head football coach Todd Stepsis was among many who spoke at the service. Staying in the sports realm, sports shorts, let's talk a little basketball. If the NCAA men's basketball tournament was picked today, where they picked the field of 64 teams,
mm-hmm.
your Iowa State Cyclones would be a top seed. They'd be the fourth number one seed.
Whoa.
That's how good they are.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Right now, Michigan is the best team in the country, so says this selection committee, followed by Duke, Arizona, and again, if they pick today, we're not there yet.
Uh-huh.
Iowa State.
That is
That's a big deal.
Amazing.
There's still a few steps to go through, including a Big 12 tournament, but they stay as strong or they get better as the season ends. You're going to have a number one seed coming out of the state of Iowa. And then, you know, not like the women's basketball team where they get to host that first round, right? Those locations are already pre-selected, but that's some exciting news as we're rounding the corner and wrapping up the basketball season.
Ow.
Let's get you a little bit more sports shorts. To say it was a big day for men's hockey, the last time the men's hockey team won gold, they made a movie about it.
Yeah.
It was 1980.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. We've been in this matchup before, and I think the last time we were in the matchup was also against Canada. The men's hockey team, in overtime, wins their first gold since 1980. Just quick math, that's 46 years ago.
It's a long time.
Yes. That was one of the last matches they had just for the Olympics yesterday before they had the big closing ceremony. So,
wow.
What a way. And then there's an Iowa connection, and I'm losing the name of the hockey player, but he was from the Philly area. Remember, he and his brother were at a wedding on bicycles, and they got hit by a car drunk driver a couple years ago. He was a member of that team. They've had his jersey up in their locker room all year long. They brought his kids onto the ice to take photographs. That guy played briefly for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, which is just awesome. There's this cool Iowa connection. The guy who spoke for the U.S. team lost a couple teeth in the match.
That was hard to see.
Talking about how much he loved the United States of America. So it's just
USA.
USA all the way. It's just very awesome to wake up, see all eyes were on that hockey match Sunday morning. Do you have any friends that you know were graduates of the University of Iowa School of Pharmacy?
School of Pharmacy?
Yeah.
No, specifically no.
I've got a couple that I got one out in Denver. Also, it's like, remember that story I had to tell about the person that gave me my shingles shot and I had to take my shirt off?
Yeah.
Like, they were a pharmacy student.
Oh, hello.
At the University of Iowa. I bring it up because every year, the Harvey A.K. Whitney Lecturer Award, don't worry about that name. Just know he is monumental in establishing pharmacy schools back in the 1920s at the University of Michigan. But the fact that they've named an award after him is a big deal.
Okay.
Right? It's like the Heisman.
Yeah.
That award is going to the former dean of Iowa's pharmacy program and currently University of Iowa lecturer and professor, Donald Letendre.
Really?
So that basically means the best of the best when it comes to pharmacy education.
The Heisman of
the
pharmacy.
The Heisman of pharmacy is going to professor, not a doctor, Donald Letendre. This is being presented by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. He will officially receive the award in St. Louis in June. He's retiring in June. He's going to give his last lecture when he receives the award. He was our dean for the Iowa School of Pharmacy from 2007 to 2024. Quite the legacy.
Yeah.
And he's the best of the best when it comes to teaching pharmacy. And he's a University of Iowa guy, and he's getting this award. So
that's awesome.
Wanted to shout that out. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Actor Eric Dane's widow, Rebecca Gayhart, issued a statement on his passing yesterday. She said she was blown away by the outpouring of love and support from the community. She said, there's no words to express our family's gratitude. You're truly holding us up in this difficult moment. They have a GoFundMe that was started for Eric Dane's two daughters, which is up to $335,000 as of last night. Hailey Bieber, one of the big donors to the GoFundMe.
Lovely.
And since this is Z Sleaze, also acknowledging his girlfriend, Janelle Shirtcliffe, she posted some pictures and a video of the two of them together on Instagram. Bit of a weird timeline here. So Eric and Rebecca were married in 2004. They have two daughters.
Yep.
They're teenagers. They separated in 2018.
Okay.
And they were going to get divorced. So he starts dating Janelle.
Sure.
And he gets diagnosed with ALS. And that's when they kind of start figuring out that they're going to make their marriage work, and they stayed married.
Okay.
So
it makes, the timeline makes sense.
It does.
It's just still by title, you have wife and girlfriend.
Yes.
Both releasing
both
photos
kind of
and statements.
Widows.
Yes.
In this moment. His new Netflix show, though, Famous Last Words, I didn't realize that this was coming. And if you saw any highlights from it, he had some real great advice to share. He was recording it for his daughters, he said. He said, I stumbled sometimes, but I tried. And overall, we had a blast, didn't we? He said, ALS taught him to live in the present. He said, I shouldn't have done this. I should have never done that. No more. Out of pure survival, I'm forced to stay in the present, but I don't want to be anywhere else. The past contains regret. The future remains unknown, so you have to live now. The present is all you have. Treasure it. Cherish every moment. Just so impactful.
I mean, it was a very... This is very, of course, Live Like You're Dying.
Yes.
Message, right?
Yes.
The Tim McGraw song.
Exactly. Exactly. To his daughters, too,
yeah.
Specifically. He gets choked up at points in it, too. It's really, really moving. Okay, the British Academy Film Awards were yesterday. And usually, I mean, it's kind of like the Oscars, but they've got a couple of other pieces. One of the pieces is a movie called I Swear. And it's about Tourette syndrome. And that the person who inspired the movie was in the audience because this was their moment too, right?
Yeah.
They inspired an entire film. As Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo were presenting an award for best visual effects for Avatar, Fire and Ash, he shouted the N-word.
Which, unfortunately, with Tourette's, is uncontrollable.
Exactly. Exactly. So it goes silent for a moment in the award show and everyone's like, what's going to happen? The two presenters, they continue. Michael B. Jordan carries on after a brief moment. And the host, Alan Cummings, had to come back and tell the audience, you might have noticed some strong language in the background. That is part of how Tourette syndrome shows up for people. And that the film that you're going to see nominated explores that experience. Thank you for your understanding and helping create a respectful space for everyone. They have no control over the language.
No.
And there were some other very strong words shouted out. There only happened in the first half. He left in the second half. Was not asked to leave, by the way, but of his own accord, just felt like.
There's a musician in Iowa City. Shannon went to college with him. His name's Saul. He plays saxophone. Mm-hmm. You'll see him out playing every once in a while. Tourette's. People yeah. know it, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he will say derogatory things, especially to women.
Yes. And it's like,
and
I can't.
Not intended.
Can't control it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a kind of shake-up
no
moment.
No kidding. What a shocker.
For that award show. This was shocking, too. Wiz Khalifa's son, Sebastian, turned 13 recently, and he posted a video where instead of, like, birthday spankings, he decided to do 13 birthday punches to his son.
Yeah.
Right in the gut?
No.
Now, he doesn't go all out. It's not like he's punching him as hard as he possibly can, and he is wearing a boxing glove, but the kid doesn't like it.
I'm going to cut this short. Is that okay?
That's fine, because I had a hard time watching it.
Take it like a G. You're 13.
You're 13. Come on, man.
When you said that story, and I didn't see the video, my, like, 13 pops to the arm, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
13 to the gut.
To the gut. And the kid's like, oh, like after the first one, he's like, oh, that, like, I think he was up for the idea of it. And then after the first one, he was like, no, I don't want to do this.
Right.
And dad was like, no, we are finishing it. And he tries to take his arms down. He's like, you have to have your arms above your head.
Oh my God.
And just a punch to the gut 13 times.
That's all, whatever, if that's a tradition, let's stop that
let's,
one before it starts, please.
Yes.
I don't like that at all.
No birthday punches. And that's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
What a great weekend. Oh, really? What did you do? What made it so great? Well, I can tell you, or I can show you. We've got our photos that we took over the weekend posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. And we'll tell you a little bit about what's going on in the photos that we took.
Who's in your photo, Claire?
Well, my photo is you and me, Eric, because it is the only picture I took at Z102.9's Downtown. But it was the heart of my weekend. Like, we had show choir on Friday night, which you were there for that, too.
Yeah, I was at that show choir performance. We have friends in McKinley's group.
Yeah. We had that. Sunday was Girl Scout cookie selling and very busy with that. But, like, Downtown was such a really a cool day. It's just a cool day all the way around because we're able to make all of these connections. I talked to mothers and daughters in line as they're waiting to come in, and one right after another, two moms with daughters, and the moms both said, oh, I went to Downtown when I was in high school, and now I'm bringing my daughter. They didn't know each other. One had gone to Downtown back in 2008, and one had been in 2011.
It puts it in perspective.
We've been doing this for a while.
We did a bad job of writing down the first year.
Yes.
It's got to be. I left the building in 2003 and we had not done it yet. So this thing, and we know Destiny went 14 years ago.
Right.
So about that 2006, 2007, 2008 was about the time this thing started.
Yeah.
And it continues to grow. It's had numerous homes. Big thanks to Knoll Ridge Christian Church for being our home this year.
Which worked so well. We
yes.
got a lot of people in through the doors, got to see a lot of beautiful dresses. I also shopped with a girl who was like, I don't feel comfortable. Like, I don't think that this dress is going to fit me. And my advice to her was just try it on. Let's see how it goes. You really, really love the dress? Try it on. Maybe it'll work. And it did. And that was just the best moment of the whole day.
So the way it sets up is guys work up front. And then you and the rest of the team are running dresses back and forth, helping people shop. Of course, we have a very active dressing room going on. Chad Taylor, your Workday Playlist host, and I were in charge of welcoming everybody, handing out wristbands.
Which you can see in your photo. Look at you handsome dudes.
I try to pose like I'm on the football team.
Gentlemen.
Do not smile. Take this job seriously.
I will point out,
so you see in front of me, those are all the wristbands. And we would take a tally of everybody who got there, and then we would give them an approximate time to come back. I just had to do some quick math. We had somebody come from Mason City.
Holy buckets.
Mason City is 2 hours and 12 minutes away.
You're kidding me.
No. We also had somebody who went to State Speech in Ames
yes.
and came back that day to go to Downtown.
One of our final shoppers threw the door and they're like, did we make it? Yes. Go in, find your dresses.
Unbelievable.
Oh my gosh.
Now, everybody is a hero at Downtown. I just happened to procure a crown and feel like a pretty, pretty princess because one of our awesome volunteers, her name is Charlotte Harris. She's the 2024 Little Miss Iowa and the 2026 Junior Miss Linn County. She was among many people who helped volunteer because this is Z102.9 staff and beyond that put on a Downtown.
So she let you borrow the crown for just a moment? Just this photo?
She had two. So this is her, I think I'm wearing her backup crown.
Two titles.
I don't know if they were, I think they were both under her, because she was wearing her little miss sash.
Mm-hmm.
She let me wear this one. And when you wear the crown, you have to make sure one jewel is facing forward.
Really?
There is etiquette to wearing the crown.
And she taught you that?
She did teach me that.
That's beautiful.
She taught me how to curtsy. She taught me how to, I would have put a sash on, but it didn't fit. Because it's her size, not Dancing Eric Hansen's size.
Aw, you need more sash.
I will tell you though, for the crown, which is for a smaller person's head, I think it looks pretty good.
Actually, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of glowing. Because, you know, there's a lot of surface area on my head, so...
Yeah, I don't know if it's the crown or if it's the shine on your head.
Oh, that's the shine of my head.
It's really dazzling.
But I think it's helped out by the bedazzled jewels of the crown.
How gorgeous.
So, those are our photos from Downtown, which I have seen at least one family has put up their daughter in a dress she got at Downtown. So,
yeah.
Whether you were hanging out with us on Saturday, maybe you were at show choir. I know there are a lot of competitions Friday night and Saturday.
Saturday all day long.
Lots of live theater in our area this weekend as well. Whatever you did, if you got a photo, this is your opportunity to post it right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page for One Shot Weekend.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Whew. What a weekend.
A lot of photos coming in.
You know what I've noticed too? Since the beginning of the year, as the month has kind of, the months have unfolded,
uh-huh.
We're seeing a little more pictures each weekend.
Yes.
Right? Because you get into like the latter end of January, it's like nobody's doing anything.
We're coming out of hibernation.
Exact. That's it.
Yes.
Yes. We're like, where's the sun?
Getting active, and either you're finding the sun, because I've seen a lot of pictures of people going on vacation, maybe finding a beach somewhere. I love Renee's photo. She was in Las Vegas, and she got to go to that Friends pop-up experience.
Which was awesome. We've got both Kara and Alyssa posting photos from Z102.9's Gowntown, showing off their finds. So thank you for those photos.
Love it. Or you know what? If it's cold outside anyway, just make the most of it. Zenny, she was out snowshoeing, which I think would be a lot of fun, but I want to know how hard that is on like the legs afterwards. You pay for it afterwards, right?
Yes, because you the ground, it's like running in sand.
Yeah.
The ground's constantly moving.
Uh-huh.
So you're probably using muscle groups you don't know. While she went snowshoeing, she also found the first soft serve ice cream store that's currently open.
Yes, please.
The Freeze in Marion must have officially opened this past weekend as well. So I'm holding out for Parlor City, which is down from, you know, my neck of the woods.
Waiting for it.
Michelle, thanks for posting. This is the show choir band for Benton Community, and they always throw a photo up when they run out and do competitions. I think they got best band.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw that, I think, on her personal page as well.
How cool is that?
You mentioned the all of the warm weather pictures. That was both Lynn and then somebody's parasailing in Mary's photo. Did you see Taylor McCabe did a meet and greet, and Amy got a picture with her.
How cool. What a great opportunity. Way to seize that opportunity, Amy. Erica had a weekend, I think, similar to mine. She had a little Girl Scout who was out selling some cookies, which I hope that you had an indoor cookie booth, because it was a really cold weekend for those little Girl Scouts.
Susan, like me, watched the U.S. Olympic men's hockey team get gold. Ton of people enjoyed Carver Hawkeye. Iowa women upsetting a higher-ranked Michigan women's basketball team. Deb, thank you for that photo. And then somebody posted a picture, I believe, well, there's a Rough Riders game with Stacy. Do we have a Heartlanders? Yeah.
Yeah,
and
then Jennifer played too.
Saturday, I think, was that Corn Fed night, and they had a huge crowd there as well. So a lot of people getting out and about supporting whether it's the arts or all of our area sports as well.
Speaking of sports, Krista, thank you so much for sharing. As we wrap up the Olympics in Milan, we've got the Special Olympics kicking off at Co College.
Unified Sports Day at Co. Cedar Rapids Parks and Rec also helping make that event happen. So, Krista, it looks like a good group attended. We get a lot of photos from throughout the course of the seasons and the Special Olympic events that go on. So we love whenever and whatever you share, whether it's local arts and culture, if your little one's showing off. I think we had a first birthday on our list this week as well. Best part of enjoying your weekend is sharing it with everybody else. Continue posting those photos right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
I'd like to circle back to something that started last week when we received word that the president of Burger King, he's not the Burger King, he's the president of Burger King.
He's like royalty.
He made an announcement that he would like to take any and all messages you have about Burger King, and he's personally taking them on. You can call this guy, Tom Curtis, the president of Burger King, text him, call him, leave him a voicemail.
Well, we have some thoughts. Dear gentle Tom.
Gentle Thomas.
I'm going to approach this like Bridgerton. Our big concern, and you probably heard us over the weekend. We tried calling before, just see if it was real, and it was.
It's real.
We got an answering machine. And then we chickened out. We didn't have anything to say. But the more we've been thinking about it all this weekend, if you've spent any time on the Cedar Rapids area foodies page mm-hmm. or the restaurant page, I mean, that is a battle zone.
Somebody ordered ice cream and had it like delivered to their house, and they were mad that it showed up melted. It's ice cream.
I think I wrote part of a marching band show about how that is just a horrible world to live in,
right?
It's negative comments. It's people really kind of think looking forward to like bringing other restaurants down or making unfounded.
Yeah, like for sports.
Yes. And now this guy wants to do this. The president and CEO of Burger King wants to take these opinions on nationwide.
I feel like it is so, so very noble that you want to hear from your customers. You want to hear firsthand, but do you?
Well, I feel, one, because I don't want him to close Burger King's.
No.
I'm a big fan
of that happening.
The croissant sandwich, and I do like the flame broiled bacon cheeseburger. That's my go-to. Would you be willing, now that I think we have our words of warning, let's call. Hopefully he'll pick up. I think one in ever so many calls, he's got to answer, right?
You think he'll answer?
That's my goal.
Because I would like to talk to the guy. When we called last week, it was an answering service.
Yes. But I think if we give it a shot and then hopefully he's there, we can chat with him.
Okay. Well, do you want to dial it?
I will dial it. Can you? I don't want to read it out. Well, we can read it out loud.
I can read it out. He posted it for everybody to know.
Good point.
Area code 305.
305?
305.
Okay.
874.
874.
0520.
0520.
And that is Tom Curtis's phone number.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good sign. I hope he answers for real this time. Don't you?
Yeah.
That'd be so nice.
Just to give our words of warning in person.
Hey there, it's Tom at Burger King. Really appreciate you calling to share your thoughts on your BK experience or just on BK in general. Your feedback is really important to me, and we have tons of calls coming in right now, which is awesome. But it also means that I can't return every single call. But I will tell you this, we are looking at every single one, every single text, and listening to every single voicemail. So record your message after the beep, or you can text me at this number, and we're going to get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks again, and have a great day. Bye now.
Hey, Tom, we're the Morning Scramble. We're a radio show in your Cedar Rapids, Iowa City burger market.
Yes, yes. There are many a Burger King. But, Tom, we have to tell you, we're very concerned about what you're doing taking all these calls.
Tom, I don't know where you live, but in our area, the restaurant scene and people's opinions on the restaurant scene gets vicious, man.
The opinions are big and they are loud and they will let you know exactly what they think. Tom, are you an easy crier?
a lot of times these opinions are unfounded.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes seem personal. So we just want to make sure, like, you got some thick skin, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Tom, are you ready for this? Are you sure that this was a good idea?
Do you think we should take some calls for Tom?
I don't want to.
No,
I'm not willing to do it.
That's a bad idea. Good luck, Tom.
Tom, Godspeed.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.